you know, if it carries on this rate, you'll be gone by August, Doc. So.
So what kind of cancer is it that you've
ovarian,
actually got?
Right. Ovarian. Got found at stage three.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's four stages of cancer. So the stage three is it was bad enough. But I thought, you know, well, I've got a stage. I went in believing, you know, I'm a strong woman. I can do what, yeah, I can beat this. Mm. But.
And how was the chemo?
It was the most horriblest time of my life. It was, from being this strong, independent woman, I was fit and well. You would never have known I've even got, I would never have known I got cancer because I was fit, strong, well, working, bubbly, just normal, just for a lump in my abdomen. And the chemotherapy zapped every part of Deborah out of me. Hair loss is just, that's just cosmetic. You get wigs and fake eyelashes and stuff. But it was just the strength, the sickness, the weakness, the sleepiness. It took every bit of Deborah away. Mm. It took me away from myself.
Because a lot of people say that the worst bit is actually chemo.
Yeah.
Rather than the actual disease itself.
Yes, that's right, yeah. It seems to just sort of, it's like just poisoning your body. It's just pure poison into your body. As much as it's poisoning you, hopefully it's poisoning the cancer as well and killing off the cancer. You see, the only thing that keeps you going is your head. You're still the same person in your head. Mm. But your body changes so much and your strength changes. It feels like you're just being taken away from yourself and you can't do anything, but you've got to do it to see whether it will work. So you've got to go through this stage. And when you hear the stories that people get through it and they fight it, and I'm like, you good gal, good lad, you know, you're strong boggers. And that's, you're willing to do it. So you just do anything you want. You want to live, don't you? Mm. So you do everything you've got to do.
But was there a little part of you that thought, particularly with second and then third time, did part of you think, can't go through this again?
No, never. I was willing to do anything. And I would never have given. I'm surprised myself how strong my head has been through this, because I'm surprised I ain't cracked up or, you know, gone a bit doo-wappy, because I'm thinking, how am I keeping calm through this and cracking on? But it has been, my head has, I'm bloody... Oh, sorry.
You won't give up.
Yeah, I won't give up. I refuse to sort of be controlled by it.
Have you always been like this?
I've always been pretty strong and a bit daft, really. but yeah, I think I have.
Daft is good.
Yeah, oh yeah, in a daft way, definitely. Yeah.